located in the Candlewood Shopping Center.
This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Happy Friday, happy game day eve. Brady Bowman with you here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. And as you can probably already kind of gather, we're going to have a fun show this morning, especially this first half hour. Around 9:30, we'll have Manhattan Regional Airport Director Jesse Romo will be in studio with us. But we start out with K-State Police Department Chief Ronnie Grice and Lieutenant Bradley Millington. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are we doing? We're here. Game day's less than 24 hours away.
Hey, first we had to survive, move in. So we got past that. So now we're ready for kickoff.
I guess more than 24 hours, actually, now that I think about it. As we found out this morning, math was not my strong suit in school. So, you know, when it comes to game day, it's always an exciting time. It's definitely when you notice that the town comes alive in so many ways. The campus comes alive. Students are out. They're pumped. I'm sure they'll be out tonight doing some free gaming and all sorts of – I mean, I remember how it was. When it comes to game day, especially when it comes to folks tailgating and stuff like that, I guess first off, anything new this year as far as things both students, families, just everybody needs to be aware of when they're coming to Bill Snyder Family Stadium?
No, right now, nothing has changed from last season. We're just asking everyone to be safe, be respectful of your neighbors when you're tailgating. Have a good time, but other than that, we're not really changing anything from last year.
And of course, there was some changes last year that was different than the year before. I guess if anything, maybe we can just remind some folks about some of the protocols to be aware of coming into the bill.
The clear bag policy will be in effect again, so make sure you have your clear bags coming into the stadium. Parking lot gates will open five hours before kickoff, so parking lot gates will open at 1 o'clock. Traffic flow will be the same. Don't plug up Kimball. Don't stop at the intersections. Keep the intersections open and all that. So those are the main things right now. So.
And this will be our second season on implementing concealed carry. So we're asking everyone, it went really well last year with the metal detectors, our fans. I don't think that we had any problems, any backlog. Nope. We got everybody in, and it's just like at the airport. Have your stuff ready, and this is year two, so.
Be prepared.
Be prepared.
Be prepared. And this is, I think before we came on, Ronnie, you said this is year 25 for you.
Yes, it is. It'll be year 24, but it's my 25th season.
25th season.
Yes.
I got you.
My 25th season. And as a saying goes, I got here in 94, and that program hadn't really missed a leg. So a lot of changes with all of the new remodeling and construction out at the sports complex. It's just amazing what has happened over the last 20 years.
I think Dave mentioned it this morning. It was either yesterday or this morning that this is the fifth. It's been 5 years now with the West Side and the Bill Snyder statue and mm-hmm. all that we ushered in all that. I can't believe that was 5 years ago. In some ways, it feels like it was just yesterday. In some ways, it does feel like it was 5 years ago. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's one of those. It just keeps going and growing, and the atmosphere is just, I mean, one of the best in the country. I mean, it's tough to beat whenever you go somewhere else.
Here with K-State Police Department Chief Ronnie Grice and also Lieutenant Bradley Millington, who you just heard speaking. Again, a little later, we'll have Manhattan Regional Airport Director Jesse Romo around 9:30. I do want to remind folks, if you have any questions about game day protocol, et cetera, 785-537-1350 is the number to call. And I know one thing that the KSUPD, Riley County Police Department, Riley County EMS, everybody seems to work pretty well together on game days.
Yes, even Highway Patrol, when they implemented concealed carry, we could not find enough officers to help man all of the different posts. So I did a request to the Colonel of Kansas Highway Patrol, and we have troopers who are actually working with our guys on gate assignments. So that really worked out well. So
maybe another thing to remind folks of with tailgating is the alcohol policy at Bill Snyder Family Stadium.
Yeah, of course, there's that changed a couple years ago. You can have a certain amount. We'll still be out looking for the large parties and the underage drinking, which we'll enforce. Be a zero tolerance for underage drinking out there.
And you said small amount. Remind us on that, of that change a couple years ago.
It's up to
us now.
Yeah. It's up to us on our discretion on at the actual amount of what is an excessive amount. So they put the emphasis on back on the police department to decide the actual amount and what's excessive.
So if somebody's out there with a beer bong just pouring whiskey down it, that's probably going to catch your attention.
That's going to catch a lot of eye versus somebody that's, that has a group of five or six people with a cooler. That's not going to raise any red flags. So.
All right. Here with KSU PD Chief Ronnie Grice, also Lieutenant Bradley Millington here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. And, you know, when it comes to just some other protocol things, is KSU PD also involved with behavior like inside the stadium? I think, Ronnie, I usually see you kind of on the sidelines every now and then, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm kind of like all over the place. But what we do is the athletic department has their own staff, so we are like backup to them. So if there is an issue, we allow them to address it first, and then if they need us, then we'll move in and do what the police need to do. But that's how that pretty much works. So, and we have different levels. We have officers on the parking lot. We have officers on the concourse, and we have officers assigned to the sideline. And it's like outer, middle, and inner. So we got enough people there to address whatever issue that might crop up. And something that's going to be good this year that they're implementing is no kids on the sideline 12 and under. Which is fantastic. So, because we worry about them, they're not paying attention, and next thing you know, here's a plate and came and completely wiped them out. So now you have to be a certain age just to be on the sideline. So that's going to be great for us this year, and monitoring that also with the athletic staff.
Is that common at some other schools as well, that sort of policy with the sidelines?
Yeah.
Looking at a couple other things, looking at game day atmosphere and those sort of things, is I blanked. It's Friday.
That's it's a senior Friday. Moment.
No, now I remember. Right? I've been feeling older and older. But I remember now. Going back to the metal detectors. Last year, that was the first year to really have those in full force. Did you catch anything? Was there anything notable that you dealt with last year with having that first year of metal detectors?
No. And even on main campus, that was a concern that when concealed carry was implemented on campus that there would be a lot of issues. To this date, we only had one violation. So that's pretty good. So everybody is complying with the policy, with the law. So.
Let's go ahead and go to our first break, and let me regather my mind to get it all back in working order. It's in Friday mode, gentlemen. It's in Friday mode. We'll come back and talk more with K-State Police Department Chief Ronnie Grice and Lieutenant Bradley Millington. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.